עמוד 1011, בכתבי רב אשכר בית. מהו שנר חנוכה מניחה בשמאל בעבודה?
What is the Hanukkah candle is in the left hand in the work? We're reading in the writings of Rabash, it's page 323.
ידוע בזמן בעניין עבודה לומדים שאדם אחד כולל כל העולם כולו.
In the work we learn, it's page 324. In the work we learn that one person contains the whole world. This means that Israel and the 70 nations are in one person. In other words, a person consists of all the bad qualities that exist in the 70 nations. It is known that the 70 nations extend from the opposite of the seven qualities of Kedusha, holiness, as in God has made them one opposite the other, and each quality consists of 10. This is the meaning of the 70 nations, meaning when the 70 nations govern the Israel in a person, it is considered that the people of Israel is in exile under the governance of the nations. This means that the desires and cravings control the Israel in him, and the part of Israel cannot work for the sake of the Creator, but only for its own sake. It is completely impossible to understand within reason how it will ever be possible to break free from the domination of the nations of the world within him. This is because, as much as one has toiled to come out of their governance, it was futile. On the contrary, each time he could see more that it is impossible to come out of their exile. This is why we must always remember the exodus from Egypt, as it is written, that you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt. Meaning, believe what is written, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be a God unto you. This means that just as the Creator brought the people of Israel out of Egypt, and they were rewarded with to be a God unto you, he can deliver us too from the domination of the 70 nations, to be rewarded with to be a God unto you. One must not say that he is worse than the people who were in Egypt, or that the Creator had the power to deliver only them out of their rule. But when a person sees his own lowness, he despairs and says that he must be worse than those who were in Egypt. Here, we must believe the words of the Ari, who says that the people of Israel prior to the exodus from Egypt were already in 49 gates of impurity until the Creator appeared to them and redeemed them. It follows that even when one sees that he is in utter lowness, he shouldn't escape the campaign and believe that the Creator will deliver him from the exile, from being among the nations of the world. Thus, we can see that the whole basis is founded entirely on faith, that only by faith is it possible to come out of exile. We shouldn't mind our reason, although a person is judged according to it. But when a person has intellect, that, to see his true state, it enables him to go above reason. In other words, one cannot go above reason without the help of the Creator. But if he sees that he cannot move forward with his reason, then he needs his help. And the main thing that is required of a person is to achieve his own completeness, meaning to be rewarded with Nanchai Deneshama. And this comes specifically by needing the Creator. Our sages said about it, One who comes to purify is aided. And the Zohar says, how is he aided? With the holy soul. When one is born, he is given a soul from the side of the pure beast. If he is rewarded more, he is given ruach, etc. This is why it is a great thing when a person needs the Creator to help him, since one's salvation is in being given greater powers from above. And by receiving new powers, each time, meaning a new soul, in the end, he will receive the whole of Naran Chai that belonged to the root of his soul. It follows that a miracle, Nes, implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way is it called a miracle. For this reason, when a person comes to a state where he already has recognition of evil, that is, that it is impossible for him to come out of the domination of the nations of the world in him, that Israel in him is in exile under them, and he sees no way that he can come out of their power, when the Creator helps them and brings them out from the nations of the world and turns it around so that the people of Israel governs them, this is called a miracle. This is regarded as being as it was in the land of Egypt, that the Creator delivered them from the land of Egypt.
Repeat the last part again.
For this reason, when a person comes to a state where he already has recognition of evil, that it is impossible for him to come out of the domination of the nations of the world in him, that Israel in him is in exile under them, and he sees no way that he can come out of their power, when the Creator helps them and brings them out from the nations of the world and turns it around so that the people of Israel governs them, this is called a miracle. This is regarded as being as it was in the land of Egypt, that the Creator delivered them from the land of Egypt. Meaning, that the Creator brought them out from under the afflictions of Egypt. One should believe that as this miracle happened at the Exodus from Egypt, every single one who is walking in the work of the Creator must believe that the Creator will deliver him. For it is truly a miracle that one exists the governance of self-love. One exits the governance of self-love and cares only about that which belongs to the benefit of the Creator. And when a person comes to that, it is considered that this person has achieved lishma, for her name. This means that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator, and he has the power to work in favor of the Creator. And this is called lishma. It is also called right. When one engages on the path of bestowing upon the Creator, meaning that everything he does is to benefit the Creator. That is, he wants to do chesed, grace or mercy, to the Creator, meaning give contentment to the Creator. Thus far. What is to believe in the Creator? What is to believe in the Creator?
To believe in the Creator is called to feel how the quality of bestowal fills up the whole of reality. All right?
What Rabash writes here, when a person doesn't feel anything, he has nothing, now he has to start believing, having faith in the Creator that he will bring you out of it.
That is something different. Faith has many degrees. There is the faith in the sages, that you believe what is written in the book. You accept that. And you go accordingly. You still have no knowledge about it, no certainty, nothing. However, you are then searching for a society that can strengthen you on this path. That's it.
He says that one should believe that the Creator will help him.
Yeah, so?
All the people in Israel believe the Creator will help them.
Well, it depends on help with what. You believe that the Creator will help you, that if you will show the required amount of exertion, then indeed you'll receive help from above, that you cannot attain by yourself. You only show your exertion, and in return, you receive the power of bestowal, the power of faith, the power of Bina.
So, practically speaking, after reaching recognition of evil, not being able to come out, he's convinced it's impossible. So what is the action called that he now should believe? He can't do any action now. He says he should believe.
We understand that whatever a person is capable of doing is not taken into consideration. Rather, what is taken into consideration is what a person is not able to do. What he wants, and even though he cannot, he still wants to rise above it, overcome it. Because then one understands that he has to be in a group, connected with everyone, and specifically there, in the connection with everyone, he will find the force of bestowal. Yes?
So if every moment I have something to do to operate my reason, I'll never get out of this loop.
Until you finish your exertion, and then at the end of the exertion, you understand that the effort should be over the social connection, such that only the ignition that has to come from above, so that your connection with the group will be in order to bestow.
So what does he say after every sentence? You have to believe in the Creator. You have to believe in the Creator. Why does he put it all the time here?
Faith can be in many different manners, over the fact that he can help me in every state, that he's pushing me towards that, that even now he's sustaining my existence, over the fact that he's awakening my present desire, even if it's for him or against him, it doesn't matter. Faith. Well, there is the what we call faith in the sages, that we are advancing on a path by implementing what they advise us. That is the power that we acquire from the environment, from the books. Following it all, when the light that reforms comes, it gives us the power to be in what I said more than once recently, to be in Chen de Kedusha, the grace of sanctity. Chen de Kedusha means that I yearn to be in an action of bestowal against my reason, and I don't accept what my mind tells me, all of its rationality. Rather, I am going in the direction that it that is written about, that specifically bestowal, specifically the connection that I'm not there. I only cause that. I see those actions, those states, as a great possession, as an important property. I want to add more and more my actions, my exertion. I want to add it to this account this amount, that I'm willing to do something above my calculations, above my rationality. That is already above reason, which comes to me through the light that reforms. And then I advance by this light which is influencing me more and more, and then more and more I'm capable of drawing further away from my criticism, and I need the criticism in order to rise above it. So in the envelope I have $999, and then each time there's $1 less, less and less, until there's nothing there and I don't need anything. I need the envelope and I need all these effects only so that I can measure myself. This is already an action that comes by the light. And here already we're speaking about actions of Lishma. But for the time being, we're in actions of Lolishma. We're certainly engaged in an egoistic calculation, but I'm advancing. I organize the environment, the society, the Creator, myself. All of the discernments have to be there. And as he writes in the introduction to Tess, if following all of that, I will find out that I'm not gaining anything out of it, then I cannot do it, I'll run away. However, certainly if I hold on to this, there must be some sort of a small, maybe hidden gain, but it must be there. Yes, we.
So it turns out that the role of a good ten, as you wanted, is to bring the society to despair? Because this is what he writes, only when a person is despaired.
A person who is walking on the path of truth, he's searching for states where he will be despaired. It's not that, God forbid, he injects himself there on purpose. That's impossible, because the despair comes from the opening of an additional thickness of youth. From opening of an additional thickness comes the despair. So, how does Baal HaSulam write? Well, I'm happy about the wicked that appear. Because those who do not are not revealed, I have zero hope for them to be corrected. Who knows? But those that do appear, it's a sign that I can conquer them. What does it mean? That I can rise above them. What are the wicked? All kinds of discernments in which I feel myself totally out. I feel myself in rubbish that I'm incapable of, and I have such thoughts and calculations, and even if I go way back to the past, what I did in my life and in the present state, and suddenly I remember how I once yelled at you, and what did I answer him, and what I told him, and 1,001 things suddenly wake up in me about how much I am garbage. And here I have to realize that this is the thickness that now I have to sanctify.
But we, throughout the lesson, are searching for 10 that will give action to the friend so can march it forward. And what I understand is that what we have to do is some actions for Achishena, hastening time for the situation. So what is it? We're doing different actions. We're saying, not that, until we cry out.
No. Wait a minute. What do you mean? No, this action, not action. I'm not. No. That is, distinguishing the food from the waste or the waste from the food? No, then there are very clear rules about it. If you take Shulchan Aruch, you'll see what it's like. How do you distinguish the two? How do you separate the two? Oh, say it again, what we said?
No, so what's the question? We're scrutinizing the food, we distinguish between the food and the waste, or the waste from the food. What does every 10 have to do here?
I'm not engaging in the waste, I'm engaging in the food, even though in the food there is waste.
But then there's Bensi's cry, saying we're igniting each other about the greatness of the goal of the Creator. Each one has his own ego waking up and say, yeah, now I'm gonna... But that's the opposite of what we should do, we should reach despair.
No. Who told you to get to a state of despair?
That's what I just read in the article.
No, God forbid.
Only when I'm in despair, there's a miracle that will bring me out of it.
So this is called that I myself... Guys, let's go to the cemetery nearby, right? No problem. We'll just sit there and we'll think, what is it like? Each one is going to cry, right?
I heard friends saying these things as well. I'm not laughing.
God forbid. Why don't you shut the mouths then?
I don't know what the right way is. I want to work as quick as possible.
Just yearn towards the Creator. Gershon, teach him.
I'll tell you even more, Rav. We're sitting in a tent that was sitting in the kindergarten close by during the Congress. We understood something clear. We got our spiritual life as a present, because when we reached the low place, someone stomped over us. And from this place of true pain, I was never in such an environment of burning people.
Great.
People on fire. So what should I do? We'll bang this whole society down? That's a chishena?
No, we did it instead of the Creator for you.
Okay, so we thank you for that. But how do we take the whole society and ignite it to such a state, not through suffering and pain? What is the true meaning of a chishena?
A chishena, hastening, means that you are constantly yearning towards the greatness of the Creator. What did you guys read about having to sit in despair? It's the opposite of our path. By that, you're far away from the light, you're far away from bestowal, far away from the Creator. No, nothing. Then it's a prolonged path. It's a path of suffering, actually. What are you telling me? We helped you, right, by putting you into suffering. But a person cannot bring himself to suffering. Rather, you'll just sit there and you'll whine, you know. No. That is impossible. It's impossible, I'm telling you. You can create for yourself great sufferings, all work, whatever, you know, a minute later, you're going to go and do something happy.
I don't want to go into suffering. I read in the...
We're sorting out the food, not the waste.
So what is the meaning of hastening?
Hastening means that you're constantly raising the greatness of the goal, the Creator, the group, the teacher, the whole method. This has to be above everything. This is called achishena. That you have to ascend. Wait a minute, we read this in the first article, right?
I should ascend, or the society should ascend with respect to me?
If you're dead, then the group, the society, should show you these things to stimulate you as much as possible and bring you from that state of... It's possible to even bring you out of a state of death.
Yeah, true. And each one has, during the day, the state when he's dead, even if he has an impression. So how do we create such a state that the whole society is on a fire? Because it's clear already. And each time someone suggests something, there are 10 other people who are saying, I don't want to nullify to this and to that or to that. I won't listen to that guy. So how do we, as a society, create a state that everyone is listening to each other and we all want to do something together without a Rav up there who's saying something and we're all doing it because we all say is...
Rav's not high above. If Rav was high above, you'd be listening to me. Rav is down below. I'm telling you, seriously. Listen to what you're saying.
I'll give you an example.
And the Creator is also not up there. You want him to dance according to your flute. So that means that he's down below.
I want to give a practical example. I don't remember when, but there were different drills in the society that you said, let's have a fast. And I'm sure that if someone else would suggest such a thing, in the good case, we would all stone him. In the good case. So we're saying that we want to see each other the greatest of a generation, but we're incapable of it.
But if that's what Rabash writes, then what's here to talk about?
So how to do it? What should we actually do? It's clear to me in my flesh that if I'm down there and I'm aching, I'm receive blows, and everyone is the greatest of a generation. So how to do it without how to evoke on behalf of the greatness, but truly to awaken?
Only the friends, only the group. To act all the time, constantly. You are an actor, so that's your profession. So teach everyone. Truly, with the same sensation with which you come out on stage, and you have before you spectators, people who came and they bought tickets and they sit there and look at you. Well, so you know that you now have to act before them. It's the same, truly the same. It has to be the same attitude. They are paying, you are paying. It's your role, it's their role. We're all in a role. Just do it in a way that it would truly be realistic, it would be sustainable. Each one of you has to act. What, Gershon, what are you looking at me? You have to act. The happiest person.
The problem is not...
Problem is not when you have an audience, but when you don't have an audience. So you're saying, you don't have an audience? What?
The problem is...
I'm the only one looking at you?
Here, we're on show now, so it doesn't matter. But when I'm walking out, I'm sitting on my own. Even if I open, with all my force, I open the book, Shamali.
You're not sitting by yourself.
But who am I acting before? The Creator? Who? Am I fooling the Creator?
Excuse me, are you an idiot or are you a normal person? I'm telling you with all seriousness. Why am I saying it? Because at least half of you are this way. Where do you sit by yourself? That when you enter the bathroom or the shower? Where are you by yourself? You're never by yourself. You're always connected with the group and you're bestowing on them. The fact that they see my face, does that mean that I'm with them?
That's what I'm trying to feel. That's what I want to feel if we were there.
So you can affect one another. You can certainly influence one another. There's no doubt about it. What do you mean? All in all, it's just the brainwashing. Because it's a fact. It's a fact that everyone influences one another. You know, go ask psychologists. All the people are interconnected. Everyone are working on one another. Even monkeys in one island, if they teach them one thing, then monkeys on another island also get that. So, at least on the level of the monkey, do you get that?
I can even explain it to others, what you're saying. I'm explaining it to others, but when we're sitting here physically, the fact is, it's a lot more simple and easy for me.
That's without a doubt, but don't say that you are disconnected from the group. You go home. But the word disconnect from society, don't say that. You're not disconnected. You don't disconnect. I'm telling you, there's no such thing. Because it doesn't depend on you. The Creator now takes from the general will to receive a certain layer, a certain slice, and it starts working on it. That upper light starts working, and you're there, and all of us are there, and myself as well. Everyone. So, you can be disconnected or not, you're even capable of it. No one can. It's our turn has come, and we simply have to realize it, to implement it. So you have an opportunity, you do it or you don't do it. That's it. So, you do not disconnect. Now, make the calculation of what is upon you to do all the time, constantly. That you're always before everyone. It's also written in Shulchan Aruch and other places about these things. It's not just the wisdom of Kabbalah. That you're always before the Creator, always connected to society, always connected to Machlokot of Ensof, to divinity. You're part of divinity. And it says, if one knows that he's part of divinity,
that
that he's making divinity happy. It's in Shamati, part one. First article. Okay, so we need to think about it. What, you want to translate something?
We've been talking for a few days about despair and how to come out of the descent and the increase in impressions.
No, but it's not that we're studying about despair coming out of the descent. We are studying how to accept these things as great. It's higher matter than anything I ever had. That now the light comes and it shines on its matter. It's like diamonds. I have nothing like it. However, I still cannot perceive it and relate it to him in the right manner. We should truly look this way at contempt, at the descent, at shame, being agitated, all kinds of things, truly this way. A little bit from the side, certainly, if you're just all in there with your ears inside of this emotion, drowning there. But that is the right attitude towards the descent.
I heard that you're saying that if a person is a bit above the ground floor, above the floor, he's in despair already. If he's a bit above the floor, he's in despair. Meaning if he has a bit pride, he's not on the floor already, so he has despair. Because the despair is a matter of pride. If he has ego, so he can be despaired. If he's on the floor, on the ground, he's not despaired.
Oh, you mean because of one's ego, because of one's pride.
Yes.
That's true.
Now, if I bring myself to the floor, yeah, it's even more pride, that's clear.
It's a different kind of pride. One who you're prideful about how loathsome you are, how much you're a zero, how much you're nothing. That is a different faith. It's a different religion. There were several such examples.
In Bnei Brak, Maor bli asuliyot.
Yeah, the one without his sushals. And people who would beat themselves with, it's a great philosophy. It's not simple. I'm talking about the ancient times when people would really bring themselves down and, like zeros below any kind of waste. Yeah, there are whole books about it. Well, so?
So what I'm trying to ask is, how can I, because I can't put myself on the ground, how do I cause the environment to affect me in such a way that I'll feel myself on the floor?
So no, you shouldn't. Again, why do you guys have such an inclination to the towards down instead of up?
On the contrary, if I'm on the ground, so I'm in constant impression, I'm never despaired, I'm always...
It's not the same floor that we are...
So what is it?
No, you're saying the following. I want to feel myself as the smallest, but so that this smallest one can belong to a great group, to the greatness of the Creator, and keep going forward, meaning... Your present kelim, vessels, your present outlook, your own reason is what you want to cancel, nullify. And you're willing to go according to the reason of the group, of the teacher, of the creator. That is called faith above reason.
So how can I reach that? What should we do for that?
There has to be an organization, organizing yourself towards the group, the creator, the teacher. Nonetheless, you won't be able to establish all of this correctly. Rather, you will reach a demand for the light.
How do we reach it?
There are several actions here. First of all, we need to bring to the group the importance of determining that our egoistic desire, the will to receive, is zero in importance. Zero in importance. This is called being on the floor. That whatever I have with my qualities, my emotions, that is all zero. And the group, the reason of the Kabbalists, that is the top. And then I exchange my reason with their reason. This is called faith above reason. That's it. But that has to be the influence of the group, of the environment. You can't do it by yourself. It's truly, you have to do it within the environment. Well,
I'm simply trying to understand how
to take the first step towards that, to organize the society, as Rabash writes, so that it will take care of the fact that our reason compared to the reason of the Kabbalists, it's zero. Our greatness compared to the greatness of the Creator, it's zero. Our importance relative to the importance of the environment and the Creator, zero.
What do you mean by the reason of the Kabbalists? What's written in the books or the teacher? Or?
What it says in the books. Forget even about the teacher. Maybe he is confused. Maybe you cannot appreciate him. That's not important. What it says in the books, what overall the society understands about what it says in the books, not according to the opinion of some individual, somebody jumps up here and then, rather,
when you read the words of a Kabbalist or you listen to the teacher, each one understands it differently. How can we form such a view or an opinion that this is the opinion of the group, the that of the group?
You read in the books. You can make all the different lists from there. It should be, we need to behave in this way, 1, 2, 3, relate in such a way, establish such times, etc. Rabash wrote about it all. You received it also from me. All in all, it's clear what we need to do.
The problem is not with Rabash or your words. The problem is with how each one understands it. Each one interprets it differently.
I don't think there's a big difference in the way that each one interprets it. We can find it out. But the problem is that there's no collective decision, so that, like we were talking before about quitting smoking, that there's no collective decision. As we study here about the receiving of the reception of the Torah, there has to be such a unanimous decision.
How can we come to a state that we can take this general decision that it comes out of everyone? There are states when you have a workshop, or sometimes we sit in some committee, and there's a decision that's made out of the spirit of the group. They didn't even say it, but it stems out of it, and everyone feels that's it. That's the correct state. So how do we reach such kind of work that this is the way we take decisions?
An effort. There's nothing more than that, guys. You have experience already in all of those things. You have to make up your mind. There is, on purpose, there is a kind of a stop from above, a block from above that requires you to be an even. Also, why do I get upset with him? The seriousness. Other than the fact that he's laughing there with himself, he's also corrupting other people around him. Such little things, that they spoil everything. They don't let us reach what we want to reach. And here, everyone has to be responsible. Well, if you fall asleep, well, what can you do? you know, if one is tired, or today doesn't have quite a spirit, it's still difficult for him to be inspired, but not that, no. Yes?
With respect to all the texts we just read from Rabash, where are we stuck here? Where is the point where we're stuck in understanding the material from the work and the work?
You are in a state which is possible, and the people of Israel cried from the work. But it's not the final point that this phrase refers to, but relatively in the beginning of it. Because the work that the people of Israel have to do is to connect between them. And there's not sufficient force that was given for that, so that you will be dispersed from that you cannot reach connection. That in the connection, you'll discover the general quality of bestowal. What? It's not clear? What?
I don't know. He writes here that on the behalf of the mind, if he can march forward, he doesn't need his help. The Creator's help. Meaning, if of the mind, if he feels in his own mind that he can walk forward, then he doesn't need the...
A man, you mean?
Yes?
So he doesn't need the help of the Creator. Yeah, because he wants to advance by his own mind, not above reason.
I don't hear here that... Everything I hear about how do we awaken, what we should do, things we did 1,000 times, and we're trying to do them every day, maybe not enough, but we're trying. Nevertheless, I constantly hear that we want to copy the past to the new page and not to open a clean slate. So, what should we change in our inner perception, the common change?
That the light has to do. You cannot do that. You are only capable of making all kinds of efforts.
So, except of continuing on the path as we used to do and to keep on trying to do, because what else can we do?
Or for each and every effort, you need to look for the light that reforms, that it does have an influence. It's working, but you're not seeing the result yet. I'm now performing all kinds of actions, from morning to night. Let's say I performed 100 actions towards the society, towards other things, dissemination, all kinds of things. And in each and every thing, what do I want? I want us to have a connection as a result. Am I causing connection? We are correcting the shattering. We're correcting the shattering. We need to bring about connection and nothing else. Out of the connection, which is done only by the light that reforms, we will discover the Creator to the extent of the connection, to the extent of the compression in the connection. This is what we have to reach. So I only think about that. So I did something. I imagined to myself, I caused a little bit of more connection between people. Maybe a little bit more, maybe some more, a few more audiences. Maybe I told them one more thing. Maybe I printed one more thing. Maybe I talked to somebody about something within the friends, in the external circles. I constantly think about how to connect. That is the war of the Maccabim. That is the whole thing. Not to let go of this thing. We are correcting the shattering. And I constantly want to know, I want to feel, is the upper light affecting us? Did it do something? That is, did I cause it to do it? Because it is in absolute rest. It's always ready. Did I perform the right effort for it to affect? When will I feel that I'm making an effort and it bestows, it influences? Here we have a problem. It could be that if I will make such actions with it visibly, that I perform an action and he does something in return, I'll already enter my will to receive. So how will I do it for the will to bestow? So I have to pass it through love towards others, so it's not related to me. And then to that extent, when I pray through the others, when I do things through others, I can see the actions of the light each time according to my effort. But that's already work almost with the Parzuf.
Everything you're saying, we've been hearing every day in the morning lesson. You're like, I do not change my Havaya. Or I, the Lord, do not change. Because you say it's forbidden for you to do more than that. You're saying what we should perform. But we, on our behalf, I don't understand this new movement, this new tendency, I don't know how to call it, the change of paradigm we should do now. It's as if you're trying to take us to the next degree, but we're in the same loop in the present degree.
We talked in recent weeks about how we should relate to the thickness that appears. That it's the left line, it's the height of the next degree that we have to rise to. Meaning, how should we relate to the situation? In a way that is, how shall I put it, not effective, but practical, that this was given to us to really work with in practice. I don't know. We have to just do it so that each and every one has to absorb it inside and bring it and use it to manifest a new attitude towards the environment. You're sitting there and you're waiting for salvation. That's not called expecting salvation. Expecting salvation is that over each and every effort that I make, I'm waiting for the upper light to come. I don't know what that upper light is, but I feel from within my vessels that I'll be able to perform actions of love and bestowal towards everyone. This is called to expect salvation. That's it. Like you ask a person after he dies, right? Did you engage in the Torah? Did you expect salvation? That's it. Yes?
It's just that I can't see how. Now we're going out of the lesson and we're really making a change, except for continuing with the same usual path. Unless, I don't know, maybe that, I don't know, maybe it's for...
How each and every one of you commits until the end of the day, today, to only think about connection in society. That will be before, right there before his face. It will be as the... How shall I say it? As a warning sign that you must not detach from that. Unity, connection, together, whatever you want to call it. We don't have any other action. All the actions, as you say, this whole philosophy that we speak or we don't speak about, what doesn't matter. All in all, the result of whatever we do has to be connection. So,
you once said that you should sit among yourself and discuss, share, not about how to reach despair, rather share the sorrow, as a sorrow of love, the sufferings of love, sharing that we want it and we don't have it. And why don't we have it? And what's the difficulty?
That's in order to be more inspired.
Yeah, according to the sorrow, the reward. It's such that each one has his own sorrow and he's crying for himself instead of being included.
One's own sorrow, that's not good. That cannot be. That's not sorrow about lack of connection.
Yes, but instead of sharing each other, that we really want it, we're exerting, we're trying, and we're crying out, and we can't. And why? And then when you scrutinize, why? And we're including each other, each in the other. It's not just sorrow for oneself, it's sufferings of love. And when we include ourselves in the sorrow of everyone, that's a deficiency in the center of the group. Maybe upon that, there's an answer. So that the light can come and show us and teach us what's the next degree of connection that should occur. Specifically, when we integrate in the Soran, we don't have it yet, these two states. Maybe that instead of constantly talking about the greatness of greatness.
Oh, okay, let that last one speak, that's it.
Two questions. One, every day we're going out of the lesson with a daily direction. And we usually form in tens, and every ten decides what's the daily direction.
So what's the daily direction?
So every ten directs itself with the actions it decides.
What is the daily direction? What is it?
That's my question. Is it correct that each ten will have the ten?
I don't know. Maybe even every person with his direction. But what is the direction? What's the north? What is the goal? Unity.
Got it. Okay. So, next question. Now, we're going to have a social discussion. 7 o'clock we're starting, and we're asking you to stay with us a bit more.
Oh, really?
Okay, until 7. In this discussion, what do you recommend that we'll discuss?
I'm going to repeat again what we talked about in the last 2 hours. We have to attain connection. Doesn't matter in what form, doesn't matter by what. Connection, the right connection. Right means that each one is included with everyone and is thinking about the others, and the others are thinking about him. That's anyway, but because he's included in this society. The moment that each one is included with the others, we merit the revelation of the Creator and also the preparation for that. And the connection itself is done by the light. But we must not forget about it. There is raise the importance of that. Raise the importance. Each one should nag the others in some matter about the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of His revelation, the greatness of the Kli that reveals Him. That's what we have to do. Do it out of the fact that you're doing a favor to Bala Sulam and Rabash. Do it out of the fact that you want to discover, to reveal the name of the Creator to the world. You're doing a favor to Him. Do it because the world is suffering. Out of all the different forms and different directions, we are in a state which is closing more and more. The problems and troubles are accumulating more and more. It's in order to obligate us to think this way. Only about connection. There's nothing more. The Kli was whole. It was broken. And we have to bring it back into connection. The whole wisdom of Kabbalah is about that. And in general, our whole life, our whole reality is only to show us how we are disconnected and bring us to the need for connection. Now, the need for connection, humanity is going to find out about it by great problems, but it won't be able to connect unless we bring them the light that reforms. And that is upon us. Therefore, we have to have it. We owe it to the Creator as well as to humanity, because this is what we read about in Jonah, in the book of Jonah. It's this the second brochure that we printed, that the Creator tells him, how can I give up on Nineveh? It's such a big city. There are people there. It's mine. They are created beings. I have to bring them to wholeness. And I cannot disregard them. And this is what we have to understand. The whole of humanity is this way. And the Creator is asking of us. And we see how we are still incorrect. We're not doing our jobs yet, according to what's happening in the world. So there is an obligation here from all sides. It's upon us, as much as possible, to accelerate the correction. What else am I supposed to do? That you're saying that we're going to start at 7 o'clock? because it says 6:30 according to what I see. I don't know. I think that among you, you should decide on the order of your actions from morning to sunset, how each and everyone will be obligated to think about connection with others, how he's going to cause connection to everyone in the tens or hundreds, each one by himself. It's simply a must. I don't know what else to add here, guys. Come on, it will be the same questions and the same answers. Nothing will come out of it. Just stay the way you are. You stay the way you are. Now, somebody should come up here if they want to and organize the whole thing. I must not enter these things anymore. I'm only warning you, if in the society there will be people who are not relating seriously to what we're talking about, even a little laughter, even some gram with which they cause other people not to be serious, just throw them out, kick them out. Don't keep them in the society, in the group. It is truly poison which is inside of the society. A single such light-headed word can throw a person outside. And maybe what he was working on himself for a few hours, it's all gone. And that has to do with men as well as women. There has to be a burning fire here, and everyone must feel himself as serious, and also he has to be an actor if necessary, but truly that he has to cause connection to others, because from his point he is the keter and everyone else is the lower nine in that same plea. Each and everyone, because everyone has his unique point of the soul. So, no, I'm not going to answer anything, and I'm also giving room here for someone else to come here, and you should keep going. Who is it going to be?
Leo Stan, come up.